Open Windows, March the 6th, Emancipation in Christ. Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Galatians 5, verse 1. That they may all be one, even as we are one. Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Galatians 5, verse 1. Legalism always crucifies Christ afresh because legalism cuts out the greatest word in Christianity. The word over the door into true Christianity is grace. Legalism always wipes out grace and it puts in its place law. Grace is the chief word in the vocabulary of the Christian. Do you notice that where legalism reaches its fullest expression, it always puts the crucifix in place of the empty tomb? The badge of the Christian is the empty tomb. That is life from the dead. The badge of legalism is a crucifix, a dead Christ. Legalism always brings death, and the chief thing about Christ is resurrection. It is life from the dead. This was something that Paul came to see when it pleased God to reveal his Son in him. And he said, "Let me get out of this legalistic system." Jesus of Nazareth, whom we crucified, is alive. He has been revealed alive in my heart. If we really see the Lord Jesus, we shall be emancipated. Some of us have had that experience. We were in legal systems. Our horizon was that system. Then the day came when the Lord opened our eyes to see the significance of Christ. And the whole system fell away as being all nonsense. No, it is not our business to say, "Come out of this and that, and come into the other." The word "must" or "thou shalt" does not belong to this realm. That belongs to the old legal realm. The "must" becomes a spiritual thing, not a legal thing. We could say of Paul, there was a mighty "must" in the spirit. I have seen the Lord. I am seeing more and more of what the Lord is. And this is creating in me this great imperative. This one thing I do, leaving the things which are behind, I press on towards the mark of the prize of the on high calling. So we do not say, "Change your system," but we do say, "Ask the Lord to reveal his Son in you." Then the great work of emancipation will begin.